may I ask, Scott?
Yes?
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me!
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. With a style that looks to the past, examines the present, and is tailored just for you. The Chevrolet Impala, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom. Actually, I'm kicking it in Houston today. Magic 102. 102.1 here in Houston for the Texas A&M Alabama game tomorrow. So, trust me, Tide will get rolled. So, looking forward to that. Lots of things. Tom, you're in Memphis, but not far from you in Birmingham. A lot of things will be going on this weekend for the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the 16th Street church bombing. Of course, with the four little girls were killed, and lots of unique stories taking place there. And I'm joined this morning by Rod Hicks. He is an editor for the Associated Press in Philadelphia, but is a native of Birmingham and also was a reporter for the Birmingham Post-Herald. Hey, Rod, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Roland?
Doing great. One of the things that one of the huge stories, a part of this, is that Chris McNair, the father of one of the four little girls who was killed, he has been in federal prison after being sentenced several years ago. Just a couple of weeks ago, he was released really at the last moment by a federal judge.
Yeah, that's right. Chris McNair went to prison he actually served 2.5 years, and he was there basically for armed bribery charges. The state contends that he took money and services in exchange for lucrative contracts when he was on the county commission. But Chris McNair was actually convicted in 2006, but he didn't go to prison until 2011, and he served 2.5 years of a 5-year prison term. And you're right, he got out. And one of the reasons that he did get out a little early is because of a compassionate release program that the government is trying to use more often, which basically lets people who have no threat or no threat to society and who have served a considerable portion of their term.
He's 87 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 87 gotcha. Years old, and he's... And he has several medical problems. It actually saves the state money. I mean, the government money for him to not be held in prison. Chris McNair is not the person who's going to go carjack anybody. There's no threat to society.
Right. This is obviously important because his daughter was one of the folks who was killed. And if I'm correct, him and his wife are the last remaining parents of the four girls who are alive?
That's right. Chris and Maxine McNair are the last surviving parents, and it was their daughter who was 11 years old. Denise McNair was one of the four girls killed, along with Carol Robinson and Adam A. Collins and Cynthia Wesley. They were all 14 years old.
Also this week, President Barack Obama presented, posthumously, the four girls with the Medal of Freedom. That was something that Congresswoman Terry Sewell and others really had been pushing.
Yeah, this is the highest civilian honor that Congress awards to civilians, and it was given in behalf of the four girls, and I understand it's going to be kept at the Civil Rights Institute in Birmingham.
Well, obviously, this was a huge, huge story 50 years ago, and it still resonates today. And so what kind of events are planned this weekend? Obviously, it is a crucial, crucial moment in our American history.
There is actually a lot going on all month, Roland. Some of the biggest things this, for example, is Empowerment Week in Birmingham, and there have been a lot of activities going on. Just on September 11th, you know, they had a big ceremony, a big event on that day. And on Sunday, there's going to be a memorial to the girls are going to be unveiled at Kelly Ingram Park. This is the park where a lot of the protest rallies were held, and it's right across from the 16th Street Baptist Church. And then on Sunday, which is the actual anniversary, there are going to be many activities. The church itself is having some activities. The Sunday school lesson that day, by the way, is A Love That Forgives, and that is the same topic of the Sunday school lesson 50 years ago when the church was bombed. And then later they'll have the worship service at 10:45, and the speaker is going to be Dr. Julia Scruggs, who's with the National Baptist Convention. And later in the day on Sunday, U.S. Attorney Eric Holder and former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are going to have a talk at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
And, of course, Condoleezza Rice speaking because she was classmates with the young ladies, correct?
Yes, she knew Denise McNair, and she says that she considered them friends.
Rod Hicks, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch. And certainly to the folks at Birmingham, we also thank you for what you're doing to honor the legacy of these four young girls who are martyrs in the civil rights movement.